At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
John Fardy, presenter of News Talk's Screen Time, has joined us to talk superheroes this morning. Hey, John.
Hello, Dermot. Nice to see you. To see you nice.
I thought you were starting off a little bit of a Batman voice there.
Maybe I am. My life is complicated, Dermot.
Nice timing for this chat, because I did manage to get to the cinema to see Deadpool and Wolverine.
I call it versus as well. It's Deadpool and Wolverine. They have strange titles on these movies. And this is being billed in a way as the savior of superhero movies, because the world is tiring of them a bit. Disney's revenues for these movies are down. They have gone to the well too many times, and they just bring out too many superhero movies. And as a result, there are people now going, not that anyone would dare switch off from you, but are going, oh, not superheroes, because we've had too many of them. But there have been some brilliant movies in the last 25 years, well, 40 years or so. So not all superhero movies are bad. It's important to say that.
No, did you actually manage to go and see?
I saw it last night.
Deadpool?
I thought it was pretty okay, to be honest. It was funny, you know, self-referential, breaking the fourth wall. I thought it was pretty decent. I don't know if it's going to, you know, save the entire genre. As they're kind of
It did feel like a, you know, I guess a bright spark in the dying embers of a universe.
Exactly. Yes.
But I think Ryan Reynolds' character in as Deadpool and his dialogue in particular is just so joke laden that it carries the movie.
Yeah.
But if you ask me what action actually happened in the film, I find it hard to remember, but I do remember a lot of the quips.
Yeah, and this is the problem with a lot of these superhero movies. The plot seems to be almost secondary to getting the characters in place and world building. And then they have all these crossover universes and timelines that just are head scratching, you know?
Okay, let's drill down into your favorites then. You got Wonder Woman here.
Yeah, because this was reimagined in 2017. Gal Gadot, depending on how you pronounce here. And people were very, there was low expectations for this. And she is brilliant as this badass from the Amazon who comes back to wage war against the baddies. I mean, it's usually always waging war against the baddies. It's rarely different.
Yeah, but it was a big ask as well when you consider, I do remember the TV show, you know, and it was any
the Invisible Plane.
Yeah, and she's not exactly fearsome, you know, and her superpowers are questionable. But I thought Gal Gadot did a really good job at making her tough and, you know, still being sexy. And the action was great. And as a movie itself, I thought it was one of my favorites as well.
Yeah, the action, it's brilliant. And there's a bit of where it's kind of in World War One, and she's in a kind of no man's land. And it looks and feels like almost like an art house movie at times. So it was a surprising one. And the second one, Wonder Woman 1984, was pretty good as well.
Let's move on to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. You've picked that at number 5. And I have to agree with you. That's one of my favorites. And it was one of those ones that kind of caught me by surprise because it was a departure.
Yeah.
Because it was animated.
Animated and a kind of hip-hop style. This kid, Miles Morales, you know, and it's kind of that bumbling superhero. He becomes a Spider-Man character by default almost. And again, it was a real shock to the cinematic system because it looks like this kind of art house, weird animation, great music in it as well. And, you know, you, like me, probably spent a lot of time in cinemas with your children and you're often dragged to animated movies. This is really one for the adults as well. Like, this is superb entertainment across the generations. It's brilliant. And there's a second one. What's it called again? Across the Spider-Verse that came out 2 years ago, which is equally brilliant as well. So they're real good movies to check out.
We definitely find in our house, they're the Spider-Man movies that we tend to go back to and dip back into with my kids. You've gone for Logan at number 4.
Have you seen this?
I have seen it and I liked it. I liked its intensity and its darkness.
It's like a Western. Wolverine Logan, as he's called, who's also, bizarrely though, like, it's a spoiler, he died at the end of Logan, and yet he's back in Deadpool versus Wolverine. It's amazing what Marvel can do, but I'm being a little disingenuous because Logan was a real surprise to people because you have Hugh Jackman and he's bruised and battered as Wolverine and he's minding Patrick Stewart in the last days of his life. And it's, as I say, it's like Shane or The Searchers, this kind of Western vibe to it. It was so gritty. Now, there was lots of action and superhero dynamics, but it felt kind of like a Western.
Mm. In at number three, actually, let's play a clip of what you've chosen for number three.
I ask you, to what end? Dread it? Run from it? Destiny arrives all the same. And now it's here. Or should I say, I am.
It is
Avengers Endgame. I was shocked by kind of almost how emotional this was. You know, Martin Scorsese a couple of years ago got into some trouble, but I can see where he's coming from when he claimed these movies weren't movies and that they were just like roller coaster rides. And as much as I hate to say it, he's wrong. Sometimes he's right, but he's wrong. And Avengers Endgame is an example of how wrong he was. If you followed Avengers across all the movies they had, this one was kind of like an elegy for the whole franchise. And it was very long. It was over 3 hours. But I remember being in the cinema and, you know, to spoil it again, Thanos finally gets his comeuppance and the remaining Avengers come back. But people die. It's grim.
There was audible gasps.
Yeah.
And cheering at some points and almost weeping at other times in the cinema.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't remember that kind of reaction, you know, since I watched the Rocky movies in Limerick when I was growing up.
There you go.
Where people were standing up, throwing cigarettes at the screen.
Got me with the days.
Good times. In at number two is this one.
Why are you here? There must be a reason for you to be here.
Yes. Hmm? I'm here to fight for truth and justice in the American way.
You're going to end up fighting every elected official in this country. Just how fast do you fly, by the way?
Oh, I don't know, really. No, never actually, bothered to time myself. Say, why don't we find out?
And how do you propose we do that?
Take a ride with me?
Superman.
Oh, stop the lights.
The original.
And in a way, every superhero since owes a debt to that, because that was the reimagining. That was the era of the modern superhero began. Christopher Reeve, like, is there a better Superman? He was born, God rest him, to be Superman. He really was. Personally, as a glasses wearer, I never liked the idea that he turned, you know, from this kind of geek to Superman by simply taking off his glasses. I've tried it. It doesn't work.
I did love Superman too.
Oh, that is great. The problem is there's a couple of different versions of it. Richard Donner kind of, they took it off him and it was trying to be a comedy and then it wasn't and stuff like that. But it is great. The baddies in particular.
Yeah.
Zod and Stamp and all that.
So this is Planet Houston. Strange surface. And number one, you've chosen this.
Do you want to know why I use a knife? Guns are too quick. You can't savor all the little emotions. You see, in their last moments, people show you who they really are. So, in a way, I knew your friends better than you ever did. Would you like to know which of them were cowards?
The second in Christopher Nolan's trilogy,
yeah.
The Dark Knight, Batman, of course.
It's just The Dark Knight, the movie, to me, is one of the greatest movies ever made. And in a way, like, of course, it's a superhero movie. It's about a man in a cape, right? But like, it has all this like social philosophy in it and stuff. Do you remember a scene where they have the prisoner's dilemma? They're on a boat and prisoners are going to be killed or citizens are going to be killed. It's this really deep, intricate Christopher Nolan kind of movie. Christian Bale is brilliant as Batman, but the guy you heard there, Heath Ledger as the Joker, he was like kind of aping Marlon Brando and Tom Waits. And it was just an incredible, incredible performance. And he is terrifying as the Joker, and Christian Bale as the Dark Knight, as Batman. I don't think he's ever been bettered.
John Fardy, presenter of News Talk Screen Time, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Joining us this morning.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Oh. What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.